Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. In our top spin, Shell just can't seem to get it right. Last year, the oil company was faulted twice for misleading ads. Britain's Advertising Standards Authority criticized Shell for ads that showed carbon dioxide emissions being used to grow flowers, and ads that called tar sands development sustainable. Shell is heavily invested in Canada's tar sands, which are the dirtiest source of oil. So, are Shell's new ads more honest? Not really. One refers to the tar sands by claiming, quote, "We need to get at some of the difficult oil trapped in sand, rock, and in the deepest seas," end quote. Environmental groups criticize the new ads, but Shell's marketing firm, JWT, defends them. It says the problem is that the British advertising watchdog doesn't understand the energy business.
American jobs, national security, and billions of dollars at stake. That's what the website PreserveRaptorJobs.com warns. The website promotes continuing U.S. military contracts for F-22 Raptor fighter jets as a way to support jobs and stimulate the economy. But U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has said the military has enough F-22s and the jets aren't helpful in the so-called war on terror. So who's behind PreserveRaptorJobs.com? The website doesn't say, but it's hosted by a public relations firm called Democracy Data and Communications, or DDC. DDC specializes in online astroturf, or fake grassroots campaigns, for corporate clients. It's set up sites for Microsoft, Ford Motor Company, and the mortgage giant Fannie Mae. DDC also has close ties to government agencies. In 2006, it co-sponsored a conference on using technology to expand and strengthen democracy, along with the U.S.-funded International Republican Institute and the National Democratic Institute.
Michelle Obama isn't only an intelligent and elegant first lady, she's great for marketing. At least that's what Procter & Gamble thinks. In 2007, Procter & Gamble launched a multicultural marketing campaign called My Black is Beautiful. Actor Angela Bassett took part in the My Black is Beautiful promotional tour.
Procter & Gamble, they're committed to black women who are big consumers. We are about being fierce and beautiful, and we take care of ourselves, and they're committed by virtue of what we see here today.
Procter & Gamble claims My Black is Beautiful is more than advertising, it's a movement. But the campaign was launched in response to marketing data showing that black women spend 3 times more on beauty products than the general female population. Procter & Gamble is now working with BET on a My Black is Beautiful television series. The first episode will honor Michelle Obama in response to other marketing data that 90% of black women think that the First Lady will help improve perceptions of black beauty.
The Defense Department is spending more and more money to promote itself within the United States. Some of its PR efforts, like America Supports You and the Pentagon Pundit Program, have been criticized as improper or illegal, as the Weekly Radio Spin reported previously. Over the past 5 years, Pentagon spending on domestic PR has increased more than 60% to almost $5 billion in 2009. That's nearly as much as the Pentagon spent on body armor for troops in Iraq and Afghanistan between 2004 and 2006. The Pentagon now employs 27,000 people for PR, advertising, and recruitment efforts in the United States. The entire State Department employs 30,000 people.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned Procter & Gamble. The company has frequently pushed marketing boundaries. In 2001, it formed a word-of-mouth marketing program called Tremor, which encouraged teens to promote products to their friends. It also has a website called Being Girl, which offers girls advice on dating, makeup, and their menstrual cycles. The website says it's, quote, "the place to be for the hottest free samples from Always and Tampax," end quote.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.